Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Looks like somebody sent me a gift here, so let's open it up. This is from GLG underscore YT. Oh, yo, awesome. Thank you so much for that. It is the Everlong Jam track. Thank you so much for that. I will definitely be getting on festival and playing this one, and I will enjoy every second of it every time I play it. Thank you so much. That's an awesome gift. But let's see here. You know, it's a Sunday. There wasn't any updates, and there wasn't any news. So I don't really have anything to talk about today in terms of news, looking on the in-game news feed, and yeah, there's nothing new in here either. So let's take a look at what people are playing. Battle Royale, 184,000, Zero Build, 209,000, Rocket Racing, 5,000, Lego Fortnite, 46,000, Festival, 11,000. Let's see, Wolves versus Chickens, 369, 1v1. 1v1 build fights, Resin A, 899, Edit Pump Wars, 150, Tilted Zone Wars, All Weapons, 982, let's see, Laser Jump, 301, Block Speed Tycoon, 332. Let's see. Slow Motion 1v1, 566. Imposter, 1,700. Wizard Tycoon, 333. And there's a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's take a look at quests. I think we got all caught up, didn't we? Yeah, we're all caught up on page one of Quora quests. I need to do them so I can unlock page two. And then weekly. Yeah, we're all caught up on those as well. So just, you know, just a friendly reminder then, make sure you're doing all of your quests so that you can continue to level up and get everything in this season's battle pass. Let's head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. All right, let's see here. The cars, Lantern Fest, Lego stuff, Gear for Festival, Lady Gaga, the Jam Tracks. We got the Hail outfit still here today and the Pinbolt wrap. I saw something about this that made a lot of sense to me now that it was pointed out by the YouTuber Pizo that collects all the Fortnite items. This item is 1,200 V-Bucks for this outfit. It does not come with a back bling, and that is kind of a bummer that is the case, because everything else that's 1,200 comes with the back bling, you know, or has other things to it, like built-in emotes or the you know, a handful of selectable styles, but this outfit just is straight up what it is. No back bling, no edit styles, no built-in emo, and still 1,200. It does look cool. I like the outfit, but yeah, it seems off with the price point based on what you normally get with that price point. Just thought I'd bring that up. Daydream emo is 800. Baki outfit is 1,200. The Jonesy first outfit is 800. The Red Jade outfit is 800. We got the Metal Mask bundle that's got the Zadie outfit for 1,200. Metal Mouth outfit for 1,200. See, even these ones are individually 1,200, but they have selectable styles, and then they have the challenges that come with them to unlock the bonus stuff for those outfits. The Spiked Mace pickaxe for 800. You get it all in the bundle for 2,400, which is 800 off the total. The Countess Duraku outfit for 1,200. Ancient Blade of Duraku pickaxe for 800. Asmodeus outfit for 1,200. Kalisto outfit for 1,200. Foul play pickaxe for 800. And then the Shanty for a Squad emote is still here. The Stygian Boatman bundle is still here. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. For my item of the day today, let's see, where am I going for this one? Did I skip a section when I, yeah, I did. I skipped a whole entire section. The Sun Soldier bundle is here, so we'll mention that. But there's a new emote is here, and I'm going to make that the item of the day while we're here. And it's an item I didn't mention, but the Wishin emote for 500 V-Bucks. You grab the, you know, the dandelion seed flower thing, blow on it, and it all blows back into your face. That is quite funny there. Even the description of it is, don't blow it. Cool. 500 V-Bucks for that one. There's your item of the day. And that is going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show, just like we're going to do for... where do we leave off? I don't remember if I read this one or not, so let's read this one. Dev... Oh, well, no, I can't read this because it's all... I thought maybe it was going to make a word, but it's a bunch of random letters. Love the podcast. Says, I love your podcast. Usually so hard to find a podcast that I would like very much. Like, I like this one a lot. And everybody who uses, or everybody who sees us review, go use code Mikey in the item shop and leave a 5-star review. And also, can you please add my name is Rizal3. Hey, Rizal, add me a friend request. In fact, I probably have a ton of friend requests sitting there right now that I just haven't accepted, and I'll just go through and accept them all tonight, because it's been a while since I accepted friend requests that have come in, because, you know, life being so busy, I haven't had a chance to play with people as much as I have in the past. But I'll make sure I go through and accept all those requests, so that you know, if I ever do have a chance to play with some more of you out there, then I will. But again, just because I accept your friend request doesn't mean we're going to get a chance to play anytime soon or anything. It's, you know, it is busy in my life with work and kids and family and all that stuff. We got one from Gaiet Lord with the 5 stars, and it says, amazing, love tuning in every day. Well, thank you so much for that one. Appreciate that. And we got Jomzy Cat with a 5-star rating as well, that has a heart and says, perfect. Hey, well, it's perfect that you gave this a 5-star review, because it really does help the show grow, everybody. So please hit that 5-star rating and a written review. And that is it for the episode. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.